We started out by briefly introducing the Islamic concept of monotheism, that is, Allah's oneness or tawheed, and its opposite of polytheism or shirk. We then further elaborated upon tawheed when we introduced the concept of Allah's lordship or rububiyyah. It should stand to reason then that just as tawheed's opposite is shirk, then the opposite of affirming the oneness of Allah's lordship, tawheed rububiyyah, is shirk rububiyyah, which is to ascribe partners to Allah in His lordship. It's only fair to warn viewers that the next couple of minutes get a bit technical, a bit top-heavy on Arabic terminology and theological concepts. So I'm going to pause to make the following point. You don't really need to memorize or even be familiar with all these terms. More than 90% of Muslims won't have even heard of them. We're really introducing them at this early stage for the benefit of the perhaps less than 10% of Muslims who are actively engaging with atheist narratives and wanting to challenge their propaganda and doubts. One major concern I have is that our da'is, our callers to Islam, are all too keen to battle with atheists on the latter's secular grounds, divorced from their own creedal context. This, in my humble opinion, is a major methodological flaw and a strategic blunder. One must always play to one's strength and choose one's own battleground, that wherein we hold the high ground and have the home advantage. And being able to frame one's discourse squarely within precise Islamic theological terms and definitions helps give us that advantage and keeps us consistent and focused on the prize, which is to protect and preserve our own aqidah, our creed, and only thereafter present it to others. As for the rest of us who may be getting a bit overwhelmed with the non-English terms, don't worry about it. Just be aware that this discussion is here and park it for potential future reference, as it really is for more advanced level Islamic studies. That being said, let's unpause and get right back into it. The wrongdoers on the Day of Resurrection will lament,
Tallahi in kunna lafi dalalim mubeen إِذْ نُسَوِّيكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ
By Allah, we were truly in manifest error when we held you false gods as equals with the Lord of the worlds. Then, mankind descends further into the injustice of shirk by denying or divesting Allah of some or other aspect of His lordship, such as by claiming the universe is infinite, independent, was self-created, is self-governing, or came into existence without a cause, without a demiurge. And this oppressive belief is known as shirk ta'til fi rububiyyah, or the shirk, the polytheism of divesting Allah of His lordship. In the early part of the 14th century of the Common Era, the great Islamic scholar from Syria, Ibn al-Qayyim, describing this shirk ta'til, said, وَهُوَ أَكْبَحُ نُوَعُ الشِّرْكِ كَالشِّرْكِ فِرْعَوْنِ إِذْ قَالَ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ And it is the ugliest form of shirk, like the shirk of Pharaoh when he said, And what is this, Lord of the worlds? Then, a little over a century later, we had another Islamic scholar, this time from Egypt, Al-Maqrizi, who in describing shirk al-ta'til said, وَهُوَ أَخْبَثُ الشِّرْكِ فِي الْعَالَمِ It is the most wicked form of shirk in the world, when it encompasses denial and rejection of Allah's divinity and lordship, and instead, attributes creation to other than the glorified and exalted in a manner which previous nations who committed shirk did not. And when man denies Allah's existence entirely, till his heart is devoid of any belief in the divine, then he is guilty of ilhad, that is, he is an atheist. And an expression of this shirk of atheism that is found cited in the Quran has already preceded.
قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ
Pharaoh said, And what is this, Lord of the worlds? Granted, there may be some confusion by our describing ilhad, atheism, to be the worst expression of shirk, as polytheism and atheism are mutually exclusive terms. So let's think of it like this. If the atheist is asked, How did the universe come to be? He or she may say, The Big Bang, a singularity, or such like. We say, Just because you deny the existence of God, does not mean that God actually ceases to exist. He, the most merciful, does not disappear along with the disappearance of your iman. He is Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, the living and the eternal. So that Big Bang, that singularity to which you ascribe the creation of the universe, That is the thing that you have taken as a Lord, a God, in place of the one true God. That you object to theism and the conception of God is a moot point. Whether you choose to describe your theory for the origin of life and the universe in divine or religious terms or not is neither here nor there. That you ascribe to other than Allah His creative agency is to set that thing up as a rival, a partner with Allah. Likewise, if the atheist is asked, how did life on earth come to be? And they give you the theory of evolution to the exclusion of Allah. Or you ask them, what governs life on earth? What governs the universe? And the answer to the exclusion of Allah, Mother Nature, or the laws of physics. Then we say to them, you have ascribed to those things, those theories and those concepts, Allah's attributes of lordship. Even if the atheists propose, as many now do, that the universe came from nothing, then you have unwittingly raised that nothing to the status of God, besides the God, Allah. And as Allah is Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, the living, the eternal, He did not cease to be when you cease to believe. Hence it is clear shirk, and a shirk of the worst kind, where Allah's divinity is not just compromised, it's not even acknowledged. It's proactively denied and disbelieved.